You heard Mark Noller's voice a lot on WTOP over the years, covering the White House for CBS Radio News. He did it for around 30 years, reporting on what may be the toughest news beat in all of journalism, reporting on the President of the United States. Mark Noller died yesterday in D.C. at the age of 73. Former CBS News correspondent Chip Reed also worked the White House beat for a lot of years side by side with Mark Noller. He joins us now to remember. Chip, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I wish it were under happier circumstances.
I do too, but thank you. It's my honor to talk about Mark this morning.
One of the things that I'm hearing is how Noller meticulously, meticulously cataloged the daily activities of the president of the day, almost like a walking, talking Wikipedia of presidential activities.
Absolutely. Meticulously is actually an understatement. It's more like encyclopedically or obsessively. Every act, every movement, every utterance, as Washingtonian Magazine once said, every single thing the president does each day. And because he was so busy during the day, just doing his job for CBS Radio, he had to do this after work. So he would usually be the last journalist to leave the White House because he would work on this every single day. And as he told me once, a lot of time on weekends too. So, but it was, he basically filled a gigantic void. The White House called him to find out what their president had done, how many press conferences, how many Q&As, how many times he had golfed, whatever else. All the other journalists counted on Mark to fill the gaps in their knowledge. And before he started doing this, he took on this responsibility, this incredible burden for himself, nobody did it. There was no record. So he filled this yawning chasm of a void of what the president does, and did it all by himself. He was amazing.
That is one big segment of what it was like to work with Mark Noller. But what was it like to be in the same press room with Noller as both a journalist and as a person?
Well, he is hilariously funny. He enjoyed coming across as a curmudgeon, but he wasn't at heart. He was a warm, wonderful, funny, decent, honest, helpful, generous person. As I mentioned, he would share anybody, you know, a reporter from AP or Reuters or the New York Times or the Washington Post would poke their head into our booth and say, Mark, how many press conferences has this president had to date? And without even looking into a file, without even looking away from whatever he was doing at the computer, he would just say the precise number, and he would say the longest one was this number of minutes, the shortest one was this number of minutes, and the person would say, thank you, and go back and report it, and credit him. People would credit him all the time because he was the only person who had this information. Nobody in the White House keeps these kinds of statistics.
Now, when CBS Radio rather unceremoniously laid him off 5 years ago, it wasn't just journalists who paid tribute to him, but a lot of the people that he covered on both sides of the political divide.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody did. And not to mention the fact that he had about 300,000 followers on Twitter, or now X, who just adored him. There was a major outpouring of, I wouldn't say outrage exactly, but just frustration. And why in the world? How could you possibly take away our Mark Noller? People just absolutely loved him, as you mentioned, on both sides of the aisle and all across this country.
A generous journalist and a generous man, and a walking encyclopedia of presidential history.
Yep, absolutely. That's a great way to put it.
Chip, thanks a lot for the time again. I wish you were under happier circumstances. We appreciate you sharing this morning.
It's my honor.
And his former CBS News White House correspondent, Chip Reed.